RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We've got the opportunity to finally talk to Trista.
Finally.
Craig. It's Trista Thursdays here with D'Lo and Casey. No audio, dog. No audio at all. No. Yep. She's in the professional podcast studio. Mm. We're going to click a few buttons. The world is working against us. Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
It auto did some sort of virtual mic, which I don't know why it does that, honestly. But we good. We're in there. We're in there like swimwear.
We good, baby. What's happening, man?
What up, guys? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling refreshed again. I thought I might have had the vid, but I didn't have the vid.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's so good. You're at the podcast studio, which is in
Portland.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I just want to make sure they're not guys. I just want
to say this is crazy.
Want to make sure
they're treating me poorly, guys, at the kiln. This one guy a couple of days ago, I'm doing a live stream at my desk at 6 p.m. on a Friday. So nobody should be there. Mm. One human was there. He comes out and he's like, there's cell phone rooms for a reason. Bro. And I said, well, I'm not on a phone call. I'm about to do a stream with my monitors and my semifinals game. And he was like, I wish you wouldn't.
Does he work there?
I wish I wouldn't. Yeah, he works there. He has a little office there. And I go, don't you have an office? And he's like, yeah. And I go, why don't you shut your door? But they be snitching on me. And then they've already tried to kick Ollie out, and I had to. It's kind of a little bit of a beef, honestly. Mm. So anytime I know I'm about to be on with y'all or I'm with Juju at Metal Arc, I got to be in this room where it's soundproof, and I can't have people slack me in the middle of the hit and be like, "Hey, would you keep your loud ass down?"
Well, that's good, because that's not at all what I was referring to.
Oh,
I didn't know if y'all had tanks driving down the streets or.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know if that was happening.
Come on,
or
these people. Here's the thing that this is kind of crazy. The people talking about how Portland is clearly didn't live here in the 90s. Hmm. My mom was like, we literally had blood prints on our door and our sidewalk back in the 97, 98 year. We had drive-bys. None of that is existing now. We just have salt and straw ice cream and like sushi fusion burritos, and it's very different than it was then. We got people walking their dogs in neighborhoods they would never imagine when I was growing up. So the people talking about Portland being a war zone, let me show you. Let's turn back the hands of time and show you Unthank Park, 6-0 Crips, and how it was when I was in my Yankee house slippers running from Rachel and them girls.
Clearly, Donald Trump has never heard Trista describe some of her experiences in Portland on this show.
Who's been saying these things?
Trump is sending Donald the National Trump. Guard
oh, I
here.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was oh, to Portland.
They're yeah. trying to take over yeah. our city.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Somebody said, hey, I heard there's ice on every block. And I said, you mean like shaved or crushed or what?
Or like DeAndre Ayton's issue.
Or you think, what kind of ice? You're talking about ice agents? No, I have not seen an agent. Somebody, a prominent former TikToker that covers our Dubs, not going to say her name, covers our Dubs, sent me a DM and was like, I'll show you the real Portland. Bring your mask and bring a weapon so you don't get doxxed. And I go, no, I'm not. Why would I go anywhere where I know I need a weapon or a mask? I would never. Only people who look like me would on their own go to a place that they know is sketchy to just see if there's some stuff happening. Like, no, I don't look for trouble. Okay. I go and do my business, might move the way I want. And if there's trouble, I leave.
How they gonna tell somebody that lives in Portland and is from Portland, I'm gonna show you the real Portland?
I don't know.
Did they not know you were from Portland?
What did she? I'm gonna read it. It's crazy. I didn't even respond because it was so insane.
I'm gonna show you the real Sacramento.
I've been covering the protests while downtown Portland may seem pleasant in the day. You will see violence and insanity at night. You will see violence and insanity in a lot of big cities downtown at night. Come to NYC. Come to LA. Go to downtown Dover.
Wait till y'all see downtown Dover.
Go to Anacostia. Okay, let me show you Anacostia at night. If you want to come down, I'll show you the ropes. Bring weapons and a mask if you don't want to get doxxed. Then you can report the truth of what's going on. This is not all rainbows and butterflies. Several journalists I know have been assaulted. Your life and your family's life are consistently threatened. This is not a light matter.
Once again, does she not know you're living there and you're from there?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, man.
All right.
I don't know. All right. Like, whatever's going on down in this little downtown area, it's literally like one square block where the Proud Boys, this is where it started. The Proud Boys, or whatever they were, went down there, and then people started counter-protesting. And then apparently there's this little fenced-off dumpster. It's completely fenced off, and they light it on fire just to, like, you know, make whatever happen. But it's completely contained, I guess. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
Well, let's skip to something more dangerous than Portland, and it's Nafisa Caller with a microphone.
Well, you're not
Woo! Right. I was thinking it was Katie on Facebook Marketplace.
Hey, she sold that treadmill in like an hour. Did you
I
see
know,
that?
And then I put it on Facebook Marketplace too simultaneously because she asked me to list it for her.
Oh, okay.
And then the guy thought he was getting scammed because there was two identical...
Yeah, apparently this guy, we had to set some new ground rules that people don't come pick up Marketplace when I'm not home.
You can't have a man come to your house without Damien there. And she goes, well, I didn't know that.
She knows now.
I told you.
Yeah, she very much knows now.
Yeah.
But my girl got it sold, and she got it sold for a pretty good price.
There we go.
Yeah, she got it sold for a pretty good price.
Nafisa, though, shots fired. I've never seen anything. So, okay, I'm going to flip the script on you, D, because I have been a fan of the W since its inception.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just now really, like, inside of it. You've been a part of the league, like, as it's a part of its connective tissue, and there for a very long time, a part of these conversations with players. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, absolutely not. No, nothing. The answer is no. Definitively no. There has also never been a collective bargaining agreement, and I was around for two of them. One of them was really, really contentious that had fallout, but it did not have the consequence that this one has. This is the most important collective bargaining agreement to date for this league. And it's why players are being as vocal as they are. And it's why they are openly calling out the commissioner. You asked, Casey, Nafisa obviously having a spot on the association. Neck of the president responded immediately in favor of what Fee said. And it's like, oh, there's fallout to this. Now you got Stephen A. talking about it.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about that. I certainly feel better about him talking about it than I do Mad Dog Russo.
Oh,
who
my gosh.
That was just incredible thing to watch. Jesus. But
especially Monica McNutt just sitting there.
That was amazing.
When you've got an expert right there, why do we want to hear from Mad Dog?
But to go back to your question, there has never been anything like this before. And there have never been ramifications as great as the one that these players and this league are facing right now.
Yeah, to come and directly accuse and to bring receipts of private conversations as someone that is as respected and prominent as Nafisa Collier is, who is a part of the PA, like a part of the like leadership within the Players Association, who has also a rival league, unrivaled, and has her husband running that league, and how much success and growth they've had so fast. For her to prepare a 3-minute statement dissecting what's wrong with the W and coming at Kathy, the commissioner, directly and essentially saying like she just can't be a part of these negotiations. Hmm. We don't trust her. We think she has disdain for us. I mean, it's very obvious that she thinks that she's the one that's responsible for all of our growth and not us, not the product on the court. And what she said about Caitlin and what she said about how all the players should be thanking her on their knees. Anytime you say someone should be on their knees, boop, that's flag. Boop, flagrant.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's you can't have that. And I think that it just speaks to how out of touch Kathy Engelbert is, how much of a straw man, like she's really like a Manchurian candidate. You know what I mean? That she's not really in charge. Adam Silver's in charge. And she operates with this ego that she needs to like take a sliver of credit because she has no real power. And I think she knows that. And she comes from the accounting world that sees things as very black and white,
mm-hmm.
and clearly doesn't care about the human element of it. Also, shout out as a side road, shout out to the Daily W for being the post that Elena Deladon screen capped and put on her story and got blasted everywhere.
Mm.
So like shout out to that as well. But I just think it was such a shocking exit interview that has such a ripple effect where I don't think Kathy can survive it. And I think we're, as much as I've already put my 10 toes down on a lockout, I think at this point it's inevitable because you have 30 days to get an agreement done, 2 weeks after the finals, and a looming firing of the commissioner.
Mm.
So that was one of the things that we talked about when we were talking about this the other day. Do you think that Kathy gets fired during negotiations? I know, Dame, we had talked about once everything's done, that'll be the first order of business. I don't even know if she makes it to that.
I don't think you can get fired
during that.
Yeah, if I'm Nafisa, and I've said this, why would I ever negotiate with her when I know she's not negotiating in good faith? I just said all the things. I think I've made it pretty clear. We don't want to deal with her. You guys need to get her up out of here ASAP, Rocky. We've tried to do this behind the scenes, but you guys keep effing around and playing with us and playing with our money like we're idiots. we are all aligned here. We're not going to play any more basketball until we get what is owed to us. And I don't think Kathy can be the one in the room.
How, real quick, both of you guys, like, how long does that process take, though?
To fire or to rehire?
To fire, rehire, start negotiations again.
That's why I think that the lockout's inevitable, because you then need to find a new commissioner. Is NECA going to retire? Can NECA be the one that's like? Does Adam Silver need to make that call? I don't know. Could it be a?
Yeah, that's another great point. I don't know who makes that call on both fronts, because it seems like you would have to have the owners behind it to get her out. It seems like the owners wouldn't do the hiring process for the new one, but they'd have to approve.
Mm-hmm. It would probably. I'm just kind of hypothesizing. It would probably be Adam Silver in the NBA.
That would be,
yeah.
They, my guess.
They
yeah.
put her in that place, didn't they?
They yes. probably
she was,
were.
She was selected and appointed by them. It's a very weird structure how mm-hmm. it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the owners have to approve.
Right, for sure.
Goodell was in waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Silver was in waiting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Silver's replacement is in waiting. Mark Tatum?
Is it the second round guy?
Yeah, it's the second round guy. It's always the second round guy. There's nobody waiting. Like, for years, like, I think a lot of players thought it was going to be Rene Brown. It never was. She ultimately, she's like, I'm not going to be the commissioner of this. I'm going to leave and do something else. And now you've got, like, call Condoleezza Rice. Call Condoleezza Rice and let her run this league. If Pete Carroll can coach at 74.
Call the guy who turned around Red Lobster. Have you seen this guy?
I don't. The young brother. The young brother who did it. Yeah, that's Kamara's home.
Or the mayor of Baltimore.
Yeah, he took over Texas Roadhouse, didn't he? And now he took over Red Lobster since 2024. And now business is booming.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was P.F. Chang's. Where did he come from before? He was the CEO of P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
And now he's the CEO of Red Lobster.
Now we want him to run the W.
Demola, because it's all about dollars and cents and people and making the customer feel important. Yeah. That's just off the top of my head. It's relationships. It's understanding that the product is of paramount importance.
Mm-hmm.
It's making the assets, the players feel empowered and a part of this and invested. It's making them feel valued and cared for. I think in general, like, the sentiment is that they don't care about us. If I'm a player, I don't feel that the league really cares about us. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This it's a morale thing too, right? Like, if you had a scale of 1 to 10 about WNBA player morale, about how they feel about it's zero. You got to get that up to 8, 9, you know, maybe even 10, because that feels like a functioning partnership between the league and the players. If the players feel like, you know, we're looked out for, or we're appreciated, or we're just as part, they look at us as just as much a part of this growth as they give themselves credit for.
Well, and think about this too. In the middle of this, snuck in was the Versant USA deal with the WNBA that just got released like 2 days ago. And that rights deal is an 11-year media deal. And so they then say what it's going to be. It's going to have 50 games annually. And they literally just announced this 2 days ago. And it's like, well, why? Why are we doing this now? And why are you sneaking it under the radar? And can we get more? And somebody just came out and said that the deal that the WNBA did with ESPN and NBC was like a third of what it should have been. That it should have been 3x that amount based on the ratings and what you would normally get money-wise for those ratings. But what you see is that it was a package deal with the NBA rights. So the NBA just got all the money, and then they said, okay, the W, you can get this. And that's what essentially is allowing these salaries on the NBA side to go up more than maybe, because we were all surprised. Mm-hmm. Oh, salaries have gone up 10% more than expected.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's robbing a little bit of Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And that, sorry, Dan, no. But that's why I think we all agree, they got to get Kathy out. And that's one of the things that I look at is saying maybe there won't be a lockout. I'm with you, Trista. It looks inevitable. I don't even know if the timeline works for them to be able to avoid it now. But we've talked about it before. There's a lot of people that bought into this league recently with the promise that we're playing basketball. So to then go to these same people, whether it's owners, whether it's TV networks, anywhere else in the media rights, and be like, we're in a lockout. I know you put in hundreds of millions of dollars, but we're kind of off this year. Sorry. If I'm one of those owners, TV network, no, you're not. You better figure something out. I just put $250 million into this.
Yeah.
You better figure it out now. Give them what they want. And I need some ROI here off of what I just invested 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think maybe, you know, money talks. Mm-hmm. And that money might start talking in a second to say, no, there ain't going to be no lockout. You guys figure this out.
Mm. It's a tough scene.
Well, we've got a finals coming up tomorrow night, actually. The Mercury and the Aces. And you tell me if you know this off the top of your head. I don't think this is wrong. There's not much to add here. Since August 2nd, when the Lynx beat them by 50, the Aces have lost 3 games.
That's correct.
They lost 1 in the first round, 2 in the second, and they're off to the – they were long shots to go back to our gambling roots here. shout out BetQL or whatever it was.
At MGM.
they were long shots to win, obviously, back in August. And since then, what 21
of 24,
21 and 3?
Yeah, it's an impressive feat that they've been able to do, especially considering the team that they have. And that's a testament to Asia and really why she won her 4th MVP, because what she did was put the team on her back. And now you look at the finals, and they did everything they could in their power to let the Fever send their asses home.
Man.
It was... And for someone who bet a large amount on Asia Wilson finals MVP, it was stress the whole way. Into overtime, you felt like, wow, they are going to let this thing go. They should be blowing this team out. Kelsey Mitchell goes down with rhabdo, which is insane. Aaliyah Boston fouls out. You're talking about your leading scorer was a hardship player in Odyssey Sims. A hardship player. And you can't figure out a way to stretch the lead out. So I'm very concerned for the Aces. I think this is a bad matchup just based on the physicality. I don't know how much you guys watched of the semifinals. They really did not want to play Nelissa and Asia at the same time. Mm. Nelissa is like not a great foot speed player. Mm. She's one of those players who racks up fouls really freaking fast. And you can't really have Asia defending Alyssa Thomas. You saw what happened with that matchup between her and Fee. Mm-hmm. You saw what happened in the matchup between Asia and Aaliyah Boston. I don't think Asia really wants that level of physicality, especially when she on the other side of the floor has to handle the offensive load. Pause. So it's really her and Jackie Young. You've got Satu there playing the best of her career, hitting three after three after three. Kalia Copper has figured out a way to get hot again. Dawana Bonner was in a slump, and then the most critical time, she's hitting multiple logo threes. Sammy Whitcomb is basically on fire at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And Makoa Akani is one of the best perimeter defenders, and she's already a rookie. That's a really, really, really hard matchup. I don't know how they're going to be able to withstand it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let me ask you a question real quick, because you would know this a little bit better than I would when you talk about style of play. It felt like going up against Indiana, and I think you could even put Seattle in there to a certain degree, having Alyssa in there because she isn't as quick-footed as you mentioned earlier, was a negative. Phoenix, a little bit more physical-based, a little bit more slow-it-down-based. Maybe you can get an Alyssa in there for this type of series, trying to go up there against Alyssa at the very least. Having somebody, like you mentioned, that Asia can, hey, you guard her for 7 minutes or something like that. Because Phoenix won't run up and down the floor and run you out of the building with their speed, maybe would this be a better series for Alyssa to be in that front court with Asia Wilson?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to actually look at the pace of play rankings in the W, because I want to say that Phoenix can kind of give you whatever, depending on. Yeah, Phoenix was third fastest team in the league.
They get up and down. Mm-hmm.
They get up. Those girls can get up and down. Now they just, depending on the matchup. Pause. Is that needed? put a pin in this. I watched Sinner over the weekend. Speaking of getting up and down.
Okay.
So.
I don't know why.
Well, there was
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on
well,
now.
Popped
yeah.
off a couple
so,
times.
Yeah, it did. It did pop
Come
off.
Come on now. So, anyhow, this is a team that can play slow, but they can also push the pace too. Mm-hmm. And they can get out into transition. Alyssa Thomas can get up the floor quick.
Yeah.
And so can Ka. And, you know, you've got like a versatility with Phoenix where I couldn't really believe in them all season long because of how many injuries they had. Clea was hurt for the first third of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa Thomas got banged up. Then they acquired Dawana Bonner, and then integrating her into the lineup was sort of clunky. And so they played down to the competition a lot. But you could see their upside. And you could tell that this was a contending team. Satu, remember, she was away from the team indefinitely. And we thought that maybe there were some issues between her and Dawana Bonner because of, you know, like, how she was taking a lot of the touches from Satu. But they figured it all out at the right time.
Yeah.
And they can give you any style of play that you want.
And even through all of that, they weren't a bad basketball team.
Right.
No, they were not.
27-17 basketball team, loaded with talent. And it's funny, as you were talking about her, I didn't pull up numbers because I just wanted to. I think Dawana Bonner's a Hall of Famer.
Feels like it.
Yeah,
like when I think about the career that she's had, how long that she's played at this level, like she's not the player that she was. You know, she might be entering the latter Dirk years, but Dawana Bonner has been a hell of a basketball player for a really long time now.
Yeah.
Like I remember her. I think she was at Auburn. Just skinny as could be.
But a bucket.
Yeah. But an absolute bucket, could shoot from anywhere on the floor. Can still shoot from anywhere on the floor.
Auburn, yes, correct. And think about this.
It's the only women's basketball player I can think of that went to Auburn. That's why I think that's the reason I remembered it.
And like, not to derail us from giving Dawana and Alyssa their flowers.
Speaking of derail, because I'm going to tell Jesse, we're just going to have to go long because I can't let you go without talking about Happy Valley. So we got to keep going. Yeah.
So, not to derail us in terms of talking about the like careers that they've had together as a duo, because it's tremendous, and I agree that they're both Hall of Famers. But like, if you look at the men's game and a player that's on par with Dawana Bonner, a max player coming towards the twilight of their career that's already a championship winner, just getting to go and like leave in the middle of the season and choose whatever team they wanted to go to. And then just like going to a contender for basically you turned them into like a buyout candidate, but you didn't buy them out because you paid every dime of their contract for that 1 year deal. It's maybe one of the most mind blowing things. And then that team ends up being a hospital wing that lets you go for free and could have made you the focal point of the offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Kind of. I mean, imagine if just Phoenix allowed Kevin Durant to just like leave. Right. He left the team indefinitely. Said, I'm not coming back. Don't want to play with whoever. Devin Booker. Grayson Allen. And it would be Grayson Allen. And he's just out. Like, we don't know what's. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm only going to play for the Thunder or the Golden State Warriors. Those are only two teams I'll play for, but really I want to go and play for the Thunder. Hmm. It's like, okay, done. Cool. That's just an insane thing to happen.
It is. Like, and I just looked up Dawana's numbers. She's a Hall of Famer. Like, it's crazy. Like, she is a Hall of Famer. Also, she's a Hall of Famer because, to the best that I can think of, she's the only player in league history to marry two different teammates.
Did not know that.
That has to be.
I did not know that.
That has to be a. That.
Who was the other one?
Candace Dupree.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she was with Candace Dupree.
I totally forgot.
I love Candace. Like, Candace is dope. But yeah, that was her first wife.
My first love. Yeah.
So, pretty
you
sure.
You.
What do you know about that? What do you know about my first love? About my girl Kiki.
I'll keep you low, candy coated Valentine.
Talk to him, Trista. Talk to him.
Memories of you. Yep.
God, this is the worst rendition. Kiki,
mystery.
Kiki and Yvonne are just rolling over in their grave right now.
Me and Trista.
They're alive and well.
My first love.
No one wants it. No one asked for it.
No one.
But they got it.
Can you please? So the WNBA finals get underway tomorrow night. Tap in the Aces Daily W. Let her shoot.
I'll be here game six and seven.
Aces, don't worry about it. Get the refund. In a gentle women's sweep, Aces and five.
I hope so. I'll win a lot of money unless Jackie Young goes crazy, which she could.
Jackie Young is.
She bailed out Asia. By the way, before we pivot.
Oh yeah.
Jackie Young bailed out Asia. Okay. Two times.
No, look, because I didn't want to say this. I didn't want to say this. Because that's my girl. Yeah. She's one of the greatest to ever do it.
Aces for life, yeah.
Aces for life, but sometimes in crunch time,
it just don't happen.
Oh, Asia! Asia's a choke artist.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I'll let Trista do it because I'm not gonna do it. I want to know what that field goal percentage is in crunch time.
Wow, what a heel turn.
That's a great question. She didn't do a single thing in the fourth quarter in winning time at the very least and did absolutely zero in overtime and was missing bunnies and was not getting rebounds and was allowing Jackie Young, Jewel Lloyd, and Chelsea Gray to save her. And I was freaking the F out. You can't allow that be when you, like, lower your game. That just cannot be. And it happened in the Storm series.
It did in game three as well.
Game four, whatever it was.
It's not going to happen in the finals. She's going to do work in the finals. She's going to remember this. She's going to watch this clip. And she's going to go to work in crunch time. Come on, Angel. Let's go, girl. Let's go.
I think even if she was to do what she did in game three and in game five, the voters, the Asia Hive is like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, they're like the other side of the Caitlin Clark coin. You know what I mean? Like, they're like the, like, I don't know really how to put it in a politically correct way. But they're out there stumping for her. And if you're not thinking Asia's above Nafisa in your MVP vote, you're racist. That's what they were saying online. It was crazy the things that the Asia Hive can do. They got her that fourth MVP. They're going to bully all the media members to give her finals MVP as well. Because remember, Chelsea Gray won it in 2021. Yeah. So I'm part of the Asia Hive.
I'm not gonna bully nobody, but no, I'm part of the Asia. That's my girl.
It's like a beehive. It's very strong contingent. So
that's my girl.
I think Jackie Young will have to do a lot to win Finals MVP, but she could if she does that little extra layup that misses the bunny and she wins that series because of her. 25-1 for Jackie Young to win Finals MVP.
I'll say this about Asia though, even though. It was getting a little tight crunch time, and then she.
I'm glad you saw that.
She had the. I told her on the show. I didn't see initially who went for that steal, and I got mad. I said, "Who the hell was that?
Her.
Was that Dana? Dana, you got to know better." And then I saw the replay.
She jumped the gap. What are you doing,
I said, Asia? You can't do that, sweetheart. You're up too. But even with all that said, and you talk about Finals MVP, at that point she had like 33-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, she going to win Finals MVP. She had 33-13. That's all right. She's going to hit a walk-off like she did against the Sky in the regular season a couple of years ago or last year. She's going to have a walk-off in these finals. Book it. You heard it here first.
Oh, I have a question. Sorry, I have a question because who was it? It was Terrence Ross asked me this question via DM. I know. Very random.
Okay.
Do you think that there is any
this is a very
NBA
different sliding
player.
Into your DM situation very very different
no not like that do you think there's any NBA player current NBA player that Asia Wilson could beat one-on-one, and if so, who is it? And it's like three dribbles max from the post or from the wing.
I think
maybe Kyle Lowry.
After what we saw on media day, he's not. He doesn't look like you're ready for the season.
No, I think maybe Kyle Lowry, maybe Jose Alvarado.
Oh, don't do that. Because
Jose Alvarado is like 5'7", 5'8".
He's physical, though.
You don't like the question.
He'll keep her on the
Baby
perimeter.
Baby doesn't like the question.
Asia could absolutely beat an NBA player. She absolutely could. I don't know.
She can't beat an NBA player.
I don't know.
She can't beat an NBA player. That doesn't mean like she wouldn't like have some good moments and stuff.
I'm not saying that she'd get smoked.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't saying
but
that.
But it would be very difficult.
Game to 11. Oh,
I said it. Oh, my God. I said it. Bro. Guys, when I was having this question. Guys, Chatty House, were you in my living room last night? Were you in my living room last night?
Oh,
I said it
man.
Would be Devin Carter.
Come
Bam.
On.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, Dev. No.
I said, who's got the broken jumper in the league that couldn't hit from three? By the way, someone who looked like me just walked in the podcast, like looked through the window and was like, I'm in a podcast room.
My goodness.
Did you hear JJ Redick say he gets like into like long conversations with ChatGPT? Did you hear? Oh. Did you
like
hear?
Me. It's
JJ,
like me.
That literally just happened. I went to ChatGPT to see if they could pull Asia Wilson clutch time stats, and it couldn't. I almost said she couldn't, like, she got ChatGPT, that's my girl, like, she couldn't find him.
Yes.
But what ChatGPT does, if you've never used it, is it'll ask you questions. Do you want me to search and find, do you want me to search bases? And yes,
the perfect partner.
Yeah, no, they're great. And it's so she searches again. She's like, okay, so I confirmed that it exists. Do you want me to try to customize this for you, or do you want me to pull the WNBA one? So I said, pull the WNBA one, because I wanted it for the show. They said it would be quick. She still wasn't able to find it. So I was doing all of that while you were talking, trying desperately to find Asia Wilson, the clutch time statistics. And even ChatGPT was like, look, man, this isn't work for a live show. It's going to take more time. So I finally closed the browser. And then I realized this is what JJ was talking about. He could get into like hours long conversations.
It literally will ask you if it can do more things.
And it'll be like, you know, I didn't think of that. Sure. Go ahead
yes,
and do it.
Of now, course. I love that.
Now, if we ever find it, real quick, because I do want to get to the Penn State thing, too. If we ever find it, I want to be fair to Asia.
Don't start backtracking.
But this is the truth. This is the real talk. I'm not sure if you'll find any good crunch time stats for anybody. I always remember, you know who had like the best field goal percentage in crunch time? Like ever in the history of the NBA?
De'Aaron Fox.
No. It was Carmelo. You know who had one of the worst? Was Kobe. Like, I think the best crunch time guy in Carmelo was like, he shot like 38% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think any of those numbers that you'll find for crunch time or ever be what our mind thinks of the great shooters in those moments.
She's LeBron 41st.
LeBron has missed like 20
straight
game winners.
In what?
In clutch time field goal percentage.
All right.
Who's number one?
Well, it's hard.
It's probably someone you've
like,
never heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
You're one of one.
Exactly.
From the field.
It's like, yeah, it's like exactly. You need to like rechange the tape. You know, Paige Beckers is sitting there at 60%. Rekia's pretty good. Angel Reese is pretty good. Leah Boston's very good.
This is fun. I need to know about your experience at Happy Valley. That looked crazy.
Okay. So first and foremost.
Did you get arrested running on the field like that?
Well, let me first and foremost just give everybody we'll give them some free game. NBC, I got an email from a colleague at NBC, and he was like, hey, me and Eric are going to the game. I think we're getting field passes. And I said, well, if there's field passes, I'm there. Just pencil me in. Only though, I'm not sitting in a press box. I'm done with that. I can't be me in a press box. It's very clear. I'll get kicked out. Police and all. So we ended up getting the field passes. So I was on the field the entire game. And guess who was there? World Wide West was there as an Oregon Duck fan. And he was like, we were just pumped. He had his Oregon Duck stuff on. Kenyon Barner and I were chatting. Kenyon Barner's a legendary Oregon Duck running back, so we were chopping it up. And so I was pretty convinced we were going to lose that game. First and foremost, about the Penn State environment. I've never been to a whiteout before. I would say it's peak. Those kids understood the assignment. 111,000 people all in white. And more outside as well, tailgating, that didn't even get into the stadium. Flew into Pittsburgh. Flew into Minneapolis, into Pittsburgh. Couldn't get a car at first. Finally found a way to finesse my way into a car. Drove 2.5 hours to Happy Valley. Yeah, that's what it is. On a red eye. Get there at around 11. End up getting to Happy Valley in 2:30, something like that. Get to the stadium. We're doing everything. I'm ready to crash. But I'm pretty convinced we're going to lose this game just because it's a night game. Because the fans, it is the loudest place I've heard. They pump in the biggest subwoofers you've ever seen. And they're everywhere. You can't do a video and think it's going to come out crisp unless you have an external mic or something. They're just, bah, and they're playing Mo Bamba, and they're playing everything. They've got like 5 songs that they rotate through. And the fans are super loud. So when we got to overtime and we threw that interception in the 2-point conversion, I'm standing there with this other Duck fan. There's probably like 15 of us outside of the team. And I'm like, we're done. What we need, though, what we need is an interception as well. And she's like, we do need an interception. And then the very next play, we intercept it. And I was already filming to see the sadness mostly. It was going to be like, you know, let's show the sad Duck fan crying on the field. But the elation, just running, ran into the AD. He gives me a huge hug. Me and the Duck are embracing. It was just a peak Oregon Duck moment. I think probably the best game I've ever been to as a fan in my life. And then led this cheer with a bunch of Duck fans. They were at the end zone, like at this little gated area. And I'm just dancing around. I'm dropping all my stuff. I don't care. And they're like, let's go, Ducks. Let's go, Ducks. So it was probably one of the best 24 hours I've had.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. The best Oregon victory. I'll say it was a top 3 Oregon victory since they became Oregon, which was like 20 years ago. It's
what probably, was the other ones that you think?
I'm thinking Mariota in the Rose Bowl to get you to the national championship game. But that's really the only other one I could think of.
Well, we've got a week to think about it because we have to let Trista go because we kept her for 45 minutes.
I love y'all.
Love you. You're too, TK. Your adventures are next level, and I can't wait to watch everything that you do for the finals coming up here. So we'll be tapped in.
For sure. Talk to you all soon. Right. Love you, Chatty House.
Take care, TK. All
right, Mr. Girl, Trista Crick right there. Make sure you're following the Daily W and, of course, the podcast, Let Her Shoot, as the WNBA Finals get underway tomorrow. We'll come back. Matt George coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll get back to King's practice. And, man, got 49ers football tonight. Mm-hmm. 49ers and Rams kicking off week 5 in the NFL season. To Steelin' with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Casey over here drunk calling games.
Harry was not drunk.
Drunk calling games.
Two balls, two strikes. Bases loaded for the Cubbies.
All right, let's see what we can see what Matt George got going on.
Wait, what the hell was that? No, what was that on your screen, bro?
What was
Did you see that, Jesse? Did you see that? Yeah, what the hell is that? Whose side is he on?
He's been. Wait a sec.
Yeah, why is that on his feed?
Wait a second.
I got the same thing in my notifications as well.
Yeah. Nice try, pal.
Also, Gino, Yankees suck. Nice, all right, nice Gino, Yankees
nice
suck.
Nice try, pal. Nice try.
That Gino, go hang out with Jake Gaten, then you want to be on that side.
That's who he's responding to. Wow, what a disgusting display on your part.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was just trying to figure out what was going on.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was trying to figure out what's going on. He said he was Red Sox, but here he goes talking about Let's Go Yankees.
No, you threw the chair at Damon. He caught it, and then he fell down. You did the Eddie Guerrero.
And the referee caught you do it.
Yeah.
Caught you doing it.
Show some respect.
Look at Doug's face, the way you act. And look at that. Doug furious with you. Sorry, Doug. We got to get this off the screen. That's a tough look for man, DC.
People need to start getting like intro videos, like Fade from Black.
There we go. We'll do better there. That's a little better. All right. Matt George is going to join us. He was at King's practice today. He's going to be with us coming up about 20 to 30 minutes. Here, courtesy of Matt George and ABC 10, is Doug Christie following practice today.
Lively practice out here. Is this what you're looking for? These guys to kind of get chippy with each other, to go at each other?
Yeah, I mean, what we got to understand is if we're not willing to push each other and do that to each other, what makes you think you're going to be willing to do that to the opponent who you don't know? And, you know, like that iron sharpens iron, man. That we out here, we're not trying to play buddy ball with each other. We need to get after each other and make each other better.
There's a coach in you, and then there's a fan in you as well, just being a basketball head. Is there a competition that you kind of, your eye kind of wanders to see how they compete and how they go?
Yeah, the black versus the gray is beautiful. Yeah. You talking about individuals?
For sure.
Come on, cut it out, man. Yeah. Cut it out.
I mean, okay, who do you see maybe the most competitive spirit?
You know, Dennis is highly edgy and competitive. Malik is... you know, he's talking, playing, but there's a lot of guys. I mean, the spirit of what we're doing is about competition. There's not really any drills or anything that we're doing out here that isn't speaking to that. So, because, you know, that's something that you have to work on too, because, you know, in today's basketball, we do a lot of drills where it's individuals with cones and different things. So when you come in here, we want the spirit to be competitive so we know what we're getting ourselves into and understand that this is what we're bringing wherever we go.
Yeah,
Were you happy with what you saw in the 5-on-5, specifically like learning how to play, not learning how to run plays, the read and react? Were you happy with what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of sloppiness right now, but that comes from, you know, the legs are tired. The first thing to go after your legs is your mind. And all of a sudden we want them to be executing and locked in. And that's difficult to do, but there's no excuse. We got to figure it out, and they do. Listen. These guys are trying to do exactly what we're asking of them, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for them as men and as professionals, because I know that that is difficult from being somebody who did it for a long time, and we're asking a lot out of them, and they're giving us a lot.
What about the be brave side of things? Are you seeing them taking opportunities, taking risks, and living up to that side?
Yeah, I mean, that comes with pushing yourself and failing. You know, it's like... That's difficult because a lot of people like to stay in a nice little comfort zone, and that's not what I want, because that's not what's going to get us to where we want to go. And to a man, I think they're all definitely trying to make sure that they're pushing themselves and they're pushing their teammates.
Defensive principles, you want to play them 94 feet. Offensive principles, you want to get out and run. In the half court, though, offensively, what's your principles there?
Well, I mean, we want to execute, you know. I mean, we have sets and different things like that. You know, half court is about execution. And if you want to be a really good team in the league, you know, in the regular season, you run really fast. And in the postseason, you got to execute. So we understand that, and that'll come. I mean, right now, we're working on the principles of playing fast. We want to play fast. And then we'll get to the point where, you know, there's execution and we need to make sure we're focused. Oh, we're working on that now, yeah, but that's not our primary focus at this moment.
So you're inserting that now and then working on that later, what you say, is that fair to say?
I think that's what I said. Yeah. He's from New York. I see.
Coach, this has been a very vocal camp through 3 days. How hard is that to maintain throughout an 82-game season?
I mean, it's a staple of what we want, so... Whether it's hard or not is not an excuse. It's what we need to do. Like, one of the key tenets of being a good defensive team is communicating and early communicating and continuous communication. Like, those are things that we have to do. So whether it's hard or not, you know, I doesn't really matter. We got to do it.
Emphasizing free throws a lot. How much does that have to do with wanting to play with pace and that defensive orientation?
Well, you know, we want to get to the free throw line. I think, you know, we got guys who know how to draw fouls. We want to get downhill. We want to make sure they're putting pressure on the rim. But then also another thing the free throws do is they allow you to set your defense. So the more times that we can set our defense, the better position that we put ourselves in. We're not in transition. And we want to be a good transition defensive team. But if you're at the free throw line, it also allows you to get set and pick up 94 feet. So there's a lot of things there, but one thing that I do know about free throws is you can get back in a game, but you can also kill a game at the same time. So we need to figure out a way to knock them down. And to their credit, they, you know, they're shooting those while they're tired, and that's what they're supposed to do, and lock in and make them.
One more from DC.
Keegan hunting shots, how much does that include him getting the free throw line more?
Yeah, I mean, the weird thing is, it's like a yin-yang thing. Like, if he hunts the shots, the guys are running at him because he shoots really well. Well, if they're running at him, then he gets downhill. Well, if he gets downhill, he's getting on the rim. Well, if he's getting on the rim, they're stopping him and they're fouling him. So there's a give and a take to that. So one thing helps the other thing. He just has to keep on working on it, and he is. So I'm excited what I see from Keegan.
Doug Gillis here.
We'll end it there from D.C. You can see/hear the rest. That was a good chunk of it, but you can see the rest of it if you'd like to over on Matt George's Twitter account. He's got it up as always. Matt George will be with us coming up in about 15 minutes. We were watching the free throw videos earlier, not just analyzing jerseys, but a lot of body language there, and you heard Doug reference it. Yeah, these guys are shooting, you know, free throws when they're tired. Like, that's the goal. You often see free throws to end practice with running involved because that's – they want you in that game state, right? They want you in that state where you're at your most exhausted. I mean, there's legendary stories of Steph Curry's workouts, of LeBron James' workouts, Jordan's workouts, where they'll do, you know, these back-breaking 90-minute workouts, and then they got to hit, you know, 500 threes or 100 threes or, you know, something absurd, and then close it out at the foul line. When they're at their dead most exhausted after they've done all of the stuff, they have to hit their threes, and then they have to hit their free throws. And Doug really emphasizing the free throws. And obviously it was a tough day for them today because Our man Dennis was gassed. Our man Dennis was fed up. But you heard him use that familiar line of iron sharpening iron.
Yeah. And
which I believe is the line we use for TT and Marvin Bagley.
Oh. Yeah.
Could be wrong, but
yeah. But I think the results of this team and this iron sharpening iron will be better than the one with TT and Marvin Bagley. I do believe that. Couldn't be worse. But I love everything that I'm hearing from this camp so far. It's only been a couple of days. It's all talk. You know, we haven't been able to see them in real game action. So I get that. But I think there's a renewed sense of energy going through that building right now.
Agreed.
And once again, energy only gets you so far. You got to actually be able to do some things. But there's maybe been questionable energy in that building for maybe, did you say, is it fair to say 2 years?
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fair.
And that's something that they've had to combat the entire time.
If I don't know, we don't know. I'll speak for, I don't know. It felt like the Duarte Kevin Herter thing, which was in camp, started it. Whatever caused that. Well, we know what caused it, the meeting between coaches and players about the offense that Domas referenced very, very early in the season. That wasn't the first time it came up. Mm-hmm. Like, it got to the point where they said, we've got to talk to the coaches. It got to that point, which means it had been, it's not like first sign of something wrong, we talked to the coaches. Mm-hmm. And I think the way Doug talked today kind of made that clear that that's not what happened. Mm-hmm. That means it had been happening, lingering, and then bubbling. Again, the meeting happened really, really early in the season. So you combine that with the Chris Duarte stuff, you immediately have stuff there, right? And then you have, you know, the Herter being in and out of the starting lineup because of injuries. Then you have them seemingly chasing their tail for 45 wins? 46 wins? 46 wins. God, 46 wins feels so great right now. But it felt in the moment, it was like, God, they can't get going. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt like a constant, like, start, stop. They just couldn't, you know, they couldn't get downhill. And then, you know, that led to six losses to the Pelicans, play-in loss, the Mike Brown offseason with the contract stuff. And like it just was never right after that. Mm-hmm. So, and if you'd believe what we were told, I have no reason not to, the De'Aaron stuff started with the Mike stuff. So that's all there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 2 years is perfectly fair. Then you you get the switches. You get Doug in, Mike's out. We might believe like, oh, it's all rainbows. I'm sure there were a lot of guys that like Mike.
Yeah.
And that's like, yo, it's tough. And even if you didn't, it's like, well, damn,
for sure.
The coach is just replaced. Right. The coach is replaced. Then you have the De'Aaron situation that follows. You have Zach coming in. He's trying not to step on anybody's toes. They want him to be Zach LaVine. He's like, ah, what's that mean here? And then you've got DeMar DeRozan taking the helm of this team that he's been on for a handful of months.
Right.
So, yeah, it's perfectly fair to say the last 2 years were tough.
Yeah. RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.